Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. There's been a lot of discussion about the fact that we need a new generation of skilled laborers. Where are they going to come from, though, and how do they get recruited into the workforce? We're going to talk a little bit more about that and about public support for unions, which is growing, highest rate that it's been in over 40 years, according to a recent Gallup poll that finds 71% favorability for unions. A lot of young people say that they have a favorable outlook on unions, and union apprenticeships can make a big difference in the career of young people looking to forge a career path. Joining us right now to talk more about this from the Urban Institute Policy Program Associate, Andrew Campbell. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
These union-based apprenticeships can be a real pathway to a career for a young person, can it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And not only are these programs something that we see as both a wonderful workforce development pipeline, so helping build that talent that you were talking about, we really see that they're also full of benefits for the apprentices themselves in terms of access to stable jobs, as well as, you know, healthcare benefits and economic mobility.
I feel like for years, colleges have done a really good job of recruiting students, those that are leaving high school, graduating, and looking to further their education. Would it be wise for unions, and maybe they are, to adopt some of the same techniques that colleges are using?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that that's something that we see across our research, and that there is certainly an awareness issue, especially for young people who just don't know that these kinds of pathways and opportunities exist. So it's something that we explore in our paper in terms of how can unions do a better job of engaging young people, both for their own recruitment purposes, but also to help, you know, just make it more accessible for young people to get into the workforce, especially as an alternative to college for all approach.
And so what does that look like, do you suppose, Andrew, that making it more accessible? Like, okay, you're a senior in high school or a junior, maybe looking at what you want to do beyond high school. You can go to college, and that's a pathway that seems pretty clear and pretty easy to attain. Or you can, join a union, get into an apprentice program. That doesn't necessarily look as clear. So how do they make that a clearer path?
Yeah, it's a great question, and one that we talk a lot about. And I think the awareness issue does happen on both sides, both for young people, but also for employers who want to start and register a program. But for young people joining, I mean, anyone who's interested in apprenticeship, they can find, there's a great website called apprenticeship.gov, where there are a number of resources and tools to help you find different apprenticeship programs. You can actually search by your zip code or by an employer to see what programs are registered around you. And one thing that we talk about in our paper is how schools can really be partners in helping young people find apprenticeship by inviting in employers into the classroom to talk about these opportunities, especially, school counselors being partners in just offering these different pathways and opportunities and connecting them to these programs early so that it's on their radar, so that when they're making those decisions about should I go to college or should I look for a different pathway, they have that opportunity and they can make that choice.
It feels like we're kind of at a moment right now that is a good time for unions to look at growing their youth apprenticeship programs. Talk a little bit, if you could, Andrew, about why this is a good time for that to happen.
Yeah, well, like you said, public approval and interest in unions has actually never been higher since we've been measuring that, according to that Gallup poll. And there was another poll that showed that 18 to 34-year-olds is actually the highest approval and interest rate in joining a union. So that's really, young people are really helping drive that approval number up and interest number up. But we're seeing a number of federal investments in new infrastructure where a lot of these jobs are concentrated. And, you know, unfortunately, there is actually a lot of retirement happening in a lot of these unionized industries like teaching, the broader public sector, and even construction. And so there really is this moment of interest, and then there's this moment of need for unions to look at things like youth apprenticeship as a way to invest in, recruit, and train that next generation of workers.
We're talking with Andrew Campbell, Policy Program Associate with the Urban Institute. This report that you mentioned really focuses on three case studies, one of which is the Michigan Bricklayers Union, the Bricklayers and Allied Crafts Local 2 in Lansing. Tell us a little bit about the apprenticeship program, why it's been so successful.
Yeah, so we looked at three different programs, and we really like to highlight and showcase both the employers and the individual apprentices that are in these programs so that people understand, you know, get a, more of an on-the-ground view of what these programs are like and how they work and how they support people. And the Bricklayers, they do such a great job because they not only do they support people coming into the programs, they help you know, purchase all of the tools necessary. They also connect with Michigan Works to help provide transportation support and anything else that apprentices might need getting started. But they also have this really robust pre-apprenticeship training program that students can engage in while they're still in high school so that when they graduate high school, they're really ready to jump right into their apprenticeship program. And we highlight that in the case of one of the apprentices that we actually interviewed named Muhammad from Warren, Michigan, who's really succeeding in the third year of his four-year apprenticeship there.
There are challenges, and the report highlights some of the challenges, too. What are some of the challenges that programs like the BAC apprenticeship program are facing?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. I would say that the programs that are facing these challenges are very similar to any employer facing a lot of challenges as they're hiring and trying to recruit the next generation of workers for themselves. But when it comes to really employing youth, I mean, there's a real challenge in finding and hiring, so recruiting. A lot of employers do have some concerns around apprenticeship readiness of young people. So that's why we see programs that employ these pre-apprenticeship or apprenticeship readiness courses are doing really well. And a lot of employers do still have concerns around the cost of starting and sustaining programs. But that's something that we talk about in our paper and in a variety of resources to help kind of employers understand what those costs really are and help really right size, you know, what it will take to actually start these programs.
Andrew, where could people get more information on what we've been talking about here this morning?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of research on our website at urban.org. And you can always reach out to us. We have a number of resources that have our email, and our email is apprenticeship@urban.org.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Take care.